Hello again and welcome to All You Ever Wanted to Know. I'm Scott Fitzsimmons, and today we have got the pleasure of having LR Future Insurance and Investments represented here on All You Ever Wanted to Know, something we look forward to a lot. And we've got with us today Wendy Fanzega and Sylvia Hennifer. It's great to have both of you here today. How are you doing?
We're doing good.
Awesome. Yeah. Thanks for having
Wonderful.
Us.
Wonderful. I mean, you know what? It's almost spring. I know we're in spring. It doesn't look like it, but you know what? To you guys coming in here, there's a lots to talk about, to getting ready for a wonderful summer. Travel's coming around the corner. Mm-hmm. I know people looking forward to going to some great places. How are things down at LR Future?
Very, very good. Very busy. Mm-hmm. Lots of people traveling and going to the warm tropics.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
wish
it's
I was
true.
Going with them. Yeah, but
we're not warm yet. It's definitely strange. Yeah. We're used to this in Saskatchewan, but it'll come. Tell us again, what are your roles with LR Future Insurance and Investments?
I work as Lori's Director of First Impressions, so nice. I handle the health and the travel and conversions and group benefits and things like that. So that's what my job is. And just to talk with people and to make them feel welcome and a part of our family.
Awesome.
Our family.
Well, and that's one of the things I love about LR Future is you can go in and right then and there you can get what you need to. I mean, if it's something you don't think of right away, but you're like, I need this now, you guys can take care of it very quickly, can't you?
That's correct, yeah.
Wonderful. Now, first off, I know that there's so much that that people talk about when it comes to taking care of your health. I know some people do have health plans with their business, but a lot don't. And I think that that's one of the things that nowadays, just taking a bit of pressure off, is health insurance. How important is health insurance when it comes to, you know, your finances and taking care of what you need to take care of?
Blue Choice personal health plans are designed to protect you and your loved ones from medical expenses that Saskatchewan Healthcare doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
So Blue Cross, it's all about choice, and you can choose from a list of options, from prescription drugs to dental to VIP travel, term life insurance, critical illness. So if you are retiring or leaving your place of employment, please stop in and see us, and we can provide you with the best options available for your next stage of life. So it's very, very important. And also, PST now is no longer charged to health group and or travel policies, which helps out a little bit. And for as little as 50 cents a day, you can add accidental death and dismemberment onto your travel policy, which is an added peace of mind when it comes to traveling.
Absolutely.
And always remember trip cancellation.
Yeah.
That's very important. A lot of people are traveling to Mexico and Hawaii and the States, and that's very important.
Well, and I know that that we have gone with Blue Cross, Saskatchewan Blue Cross, and it's been such a comfort when it comes to comfort, living your life. I know that when it comes to different things such as, chiropractic, massage therapy, different things like that, when you're not feeling good and you don't have the finances to have something that helps to cover off some of that, it really does take some pressure off. I know the drug plans and things like that, to dental, so many things there that, when they come up, they become a financial burden if you don't have it, but becomes a lot easier to deal with and helps you a lot in the long run when it comes
Oh, for sure. I'd recommend getting that extra coverage, especially a lot of people. This province, there's a lot, and especially in Yorkton, there's a lot of retirement people coming up that are going to be leaving their place of employment.
Mm-hmm.
So, conversion is another really important thing. So you keep that coverage even when you're not employed anymore, but that peace of mind.
Now, when it comes to this, if somebody's listening right now and they hear, oh, I've got to do this. I've been talking about this, but I've just got to do this now. Maybe I have a family, and this is something that I want to make sure is part of my budget. How can they do that? Do they just come on down and
just
ask?
Come on down and see me, and I'll sit with them, and we'll do some quotations, see what their needs are, and take it from there and get them
wonderful
into some sort of program.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, and we talked about travel. I know that travel is It's something we love to do. You know, we a lot of us make the plans to head out on a trip wherever it is. Sometimes it's spur of the moment. But when it comes down to it, sometimes when we think about the plans, travel insurance may not be the first thing we think of, but it should be, shouldn't it?
Oh, of course. Like, you're responsible for any potential medical expenses that's not covered by Saskatchewan Healthcare. Mm-hmm. When you travel outside of Saskatchewan, even to another province. So if you don't even have a Blue Cross plan, you should be purchasing a travel plan. Because any expenses that you have, let's say you need to be, you're in BC and you need to be airlifted someplace or you need, that's all out of pocket. Mm-hmm. So it's really, really important. It's peace of mind. It's, you're covered up to 5 million Canadian per person. You know, accidental death, as I mentioned before, is less than 50 cents a day. And a lot of people are getting that now, the accidental death, especially, you know, even I've got people coming in that go to Alberta as soon as you cross that border.
Really?
Yeah. So that's what a lot of people don't know. So if you don't have a Blue Cross plan, at least get your travel.
Well, I mean, and that's, I mean, when it comes down to it, I mean, it's, again, not something you want to be thinking about, but can be a huge financial burden if you do have an accident, have a heart attack, have some sort of, you know, allergic reaction. Whatever it is, you don't always think about it, but all of these things can end up costing you a lot if you have to spend time in hospital, if you need an ambulance, like you're talking about. And simple everyday things that you just don't think about. Could end up costing you quite a bit if you don't have something like
this. We know of a person that's $25,000 out of pocket because they didn't have that and they got sick out of the province of Saskatchewan and didn't have anything. So it's extremely important to have it. So,
well, and I tell a story. I know somebody that did have it, had a heart attack, and it was actually much better that he did have that, and he saved his life, and he just kept on moving and no problem. So, but again, the same thing without travel insurance would have been catastrophic. It really would have been not a positive thing. So again, when it comes down to it, the realities of this is it's not super expensive when you think about it. If you want to come in, you know you're going somewhere, how much does it cost to get this?
I've had young people come in that are 20, they're going to Vegas, let's say for a weekend, and they're in that age group of 18 to, you know, I forget the age range right now, but $20.
Wow.
That's pretty darn cheap when it comes to going into the States or anywhere. So it's very, very inexpensive. And again, there's no PST. So that's a little bit of savings.
Well, and you think of peace of mind. You know, that's
absolutely.
You talk about that with life insurance, with health insurance. That's why it's there. It's there so that you don't have to worry about it should something arise.
And exactly.
That's wonderful. Well, it's great to be talking about this because I think a lot of people, you know what, especially once seeding is done, I guess we're going to talk about starting seeding soon, but when that comes down, you know what, a lot of people do take those vacations, take the time to get away, so please don't hesitate to do that. Now, if people want to find out more, they want to give a call to LR Future Insurance and Investments, how can they do that?
They can just call me at 306-783-7737 or just stop in, have a cup of coffee with me. We'll sit down, we'll go over the quotes, and we'll give them the best options available.
And where are they located for somebody that doesn't know that?
Number 7 Broadway Street West, just across from Penguin Refrigeration.
Wonderful.
A lot of people get it mixed up, so I always say Penguin Refrigeration, that's and they know where we are.
That's a good idea. You're listening to All You Ever Wanted to Know. Scott Fitzsimmons talking with Wendy Fanzega and Sylvia Hennifer here from LR Future Insurance and Investments. We're going to come back right after this on All You Ever Wanted to Know. We're back here on All You Ever Wanted to Know. Scott Fitzsimmons talking LR Future Insurance and Investments. We've got Sylvia Hennifer here and Wendy Fanzega. It's great to have you both here with us. And LR Future has so much that that you can cover off when you walk inside those doors. We talked about the insurance and the Saskatchewan Blue Cross with the health insurance, with the travel insurance. So important. But what else has LR Future got that people can take advantage of?
Oh, my goodness. When you come in and see Lori and do your travel insurance and health insurance, she has has also her financial investments that she
does.
That's
right, yeah.
And she just does that, her financial business, kind of in a different way, you know? And it's not all sit down and all political and things like that. She takes you through a discovery process and finds out, you know, a little bit more about who you are and what your goals are and what your financial needs are. And she goes through, her discovery process is 9 steps or 9 stages of money, helping you understand your finances through accounting, spending, what you earn. What are your money beliefs? How did you grow up, you know, believing about money? Does it grow on trees or, you know, things like that, right? Your knowledge. How much do you know about financial knowledge and investments and things like that? Risk management, planning, wealth management, and flow of money. So those are kind of the 9 steps that she takes you through when you sit down with her. You know, she finds out about financial objectives and financial goals. Where does your money go? Where do you spend your money? And through that, she finds out, okay, that's where your focus is, unknowingly to you. And maybe you, you know, want to focus on something else. So she helps you change that and things. So, yeah, it's a total different comfortable and more knowledgeable way.
Well, and I think that it can be so overwhelming to a lot of people that think, hey, I don't know anything about this. I don't want to feel stupid going in. I don't want to feel foolish. But the funny thing is there's a lot of us that don't know these things. And there's a lot of questions that I think Lori asked that you just, you never thought that that would have anything to do with it. It's like, oh, wow, yeah, I never thought about that. A lot of things that that open up and make it easier, like you said, comfort is important when you're dealing with something like this, and what you understand, what you believe is different than somebody else. So knowing those things really changes how you approach it, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely, yes. And no question is, there's no wrong question, right? If you don't know, you don't know.
Yep.
And everybody has a fear that, a fear of money or a fear of, you know, not enough money and things like that. And so Lori takes you through those steps and, you know, figures out why you have that fear and and just, helps you through and gives you more knowledge and gives you more information. And, you know,
wonderful.
It's just fantastic.
Well, it's so good to take a look at the whole plan, and that's why I like it. It's kind of the discovery process. It's so well worded in understanding the process, because it is something where, you know, you may discover something about yourself that you didn't really know.
Absolutely, yes. You know, so spending, like, how tuned in are you in spending your money? Beliefs. How well do the stories you hold and tell about money cultivate abundance and prosperity? So yeah, lots of different things that is self-awareness that she makes you, helps you with.
Now, if somebody's thinking about this, what should they do to prepare for this? Is there something they should maybe have in mind, have ready to go when they come in to talk about it? Or is this just something where you'll kind of cover that off when you walk in the door?
I think you'll cover that off when you walk in. So, you know, it's called discovery process. So she will help you discover yourself and your money and things like that. So just come in, you know, bring who you are and kind of be open to this new process and go from there.
Now, when it comes to taking a look at this, is this something that obviously it's not something you want to be scared of? You know, it's something you want to anticipate that that you're going to learn something new about yourself.
Absolutely. Yeah. And that's, you know, that's her goal, is to help people through their financial woes, you know, whether you have an abundance of money and are you investing it properly for your, you know, retirement and for your future?
Yeah.
Or do you feel that you don't have enough and you're living from paycheck to paycheck? And she helps you through that process and find extra money that you can maybe take a holiday, and get,
that's
somewhere
right.
warm. Yeah, get out of this cold, right? Yeah.
Absolutely. So. Wonderful. Now, when it comes to the workshops, what's the time expectation for a discovery process like this? It's probably different for every person, but what should you plan for when it comes to making plans for this discovery process?
Okay. Well, she takes you through probably a three-month process right off the bat. And so, you know, we hope that you kind of stick with that process right for the first 3 months. And besides the discovery process, she's also going to do, because not everybody is comfortable, you know, coming to sit. So she's also planning to do some workshops and, you know, workshops on a vision board, which help you feel out or find out what your goals are, where you want to be.
Mm-hmm.
Workshop on money beliefs. You know, what do you think about money? What do you say to self when you're shopping? Is it something like, I can't afford that? Or, you know, I better not buy that purse because I need to buy groceries and things like that. So where do those thoughts come from? Another workshop that we're going to have is cash flow planning.
Okay.
So this workshop takes you through a step-by-step on how you manage your money from day to day and from year to year. So, you know, everybody has certain bills that come out every month or things like that. So she works you through all of that, you know, car insurance, taxes, mortgages. So cash flow planning will help you prepare and make sure you have enough funds for those, you know, monthly and yearly bills. Another workshop that we'll have is personalities and how do they influence your money behavior. Personalities, you know, everybody is different, right? There's values, goals, and tendencies and likes and dislikes about their character. And another workshop we're going to have is points of view. Now, this is a really fun workshop, and it's about faces. So, you know, how do people perceive who you are, and how do you perceive yourself, right? So everybody has a different perception of everybody, and this is a really fun workshop. We are also going to be at the Health and Spring or Health and Wellness show in April,
very nice.
And we'll have more information on these workshops there. So come and see us at the Health and Wellness show as well.
That's a great idea because, again, this does take a lot of, I mean, it does work hand in hand with all of that. So it's exciting to see that this is a part of what LR Future Insurance and Investments is doing. Now, if people want to find out more, again, how can they call? How can they find out more about what is offered at LR Future Insurance and Investments?
Oh, for sure. So we are at number 7 Broadway Street West. They can call us at 783-7737. We have a Facebook page. There's LinkedIn. You can find Lori and her website as well, which is LRfuture.com. So, yeah, there's lots of different ways that you can find us. And our door is always open. Coffee's always on.
That's right. Yeah.
And, yeah.
Coffee and cookies is always fresh.
Wonderful. Now, and again, thank you to both of you for being here, Sylvia Hennifer and Wendy Fanzega. And you've got a little something as well. Tell us what this is in your hand here.
Okay. Well, for anybody that hears us today on the radio on All You Ever Wanted to Know, Lori wanted to have a giveaway. So we have a book. It's called This Book is the Perfect Gift. And anybody who calls the office at 783-7737 or stops in today at LR Future, you'll be entered to win this book, and we'll post it on our Facebook page as well.
Wonderful.
And yeah, just wanted to have a little bit of fun. So stop in, phone, and get entered to win this book.
That's wonderful. Well, awesome. Thank you so much for being here, both of you.
Thank you.
I do want to ask Wendy again, if people are looking for travel insurance, they want to make sure that they have this before they set foot outside of Yorkton, how can they do that?
Just please stop in to see me. I'm there every day. Just come in and see me and have a cup of coffee, and we can sit down in front of the computer and we can get some quotes and
wonderful.
See how long you're going to travel for, your health needs, and I'd be more than happy to sit
awesome.
Sit with them.
Well, thank you again, Wendy. It's
thank
been great
you.
To meet you. Thank
Pleasure.
You, Sylvia, for
You're
being
welcome.
Here. And thank you to LR Future Insurance and Investments. Don't hesitate to give them a call and see how they can help you today. This has been All You Ever Wanted to Know. I'm Scott Fitzsimmons. Coming up next, we do have a special guest from Regina talking about the Saskatchewan budget that just came down yesterday. So we'll be talking about that. But thank you once again to LR Future Insurance and Investments for being here today on All You Ever Wanted to Know.